Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can't. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and ooze at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
This week's Off the Vine is sponsored by Away. Start your 100-day trial and shop the entire Away lineup of travel essentials, including their best-selling suitcases at awaytravel.com/vine. Vizzy. To find out where you can purchase Vizzy, go to VizzyHardSeltzer.com/vine. Talkspace. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com and make sure to use the code VINE to get $100 off your first month. X on the Beach. Watch new episodes of X on the Beach on your TV screens Thursday and catch the premiere March 31st at 8, 7 Central, only on MTV. And Peloton. Visit OnePeloton.com to learn more.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to Caitlin Bristow's podcast, Off the Vine.
Take it away, Brie.
Wine. Lots of wine.
Hey, B on the mic. Turn it up. Let's go. Hey, Ramen, Pino, ready for the show? Everyone's welcome, so come on in, because OTV is about to begin. Hey.
Hey, welcome to Off the Vine. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. We have two happy little peas in a pod. On the pod today. That was stupid. I'm in LA with Katie and John. They drove up from San Diego, a whale's vagina for little me. Their relationship was quite the plot twist in the Bachelor world after Katie's season of The Bachelorette. She tells us why she sent John home the second week. And since we didn't get to see it on TV, we talk all about their love story, the timeline, how they got to where they are today, which is really quite the adventurous life. And why they decided to announce their relationship when they did through the 12 days of messy. I am honored as they share a big announcement with me. So you hear it here first. I am so happy for these two cuties. Please enjoy this podcast with Katie and John.
Do you remember the last time we played ukulele for you?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know why.
Because I don't think I've ever played ukulele for you.
Well, I've snuck up on you playing it in the car.
You play the ukulele in the car?
In the bedroom. Yeah. On my way over here.
Hands on the wheel, please, sir. Oh my gosh. Wait, you play ukulele? Mm-mm. There's so much we need to learn about John on this podcast you sent him home too early for us to get to know John at all. So this is our opportunity. And guess what? I won't edit you to make you look a certain way. You could just be you.
Did we tell you about the other night at your show?
What?
When we sat down, there was a woman sitting next to Katie. And Katie was in between the lady and I. And she leans around Katie and goes, you were on The Bachelorette. And I was like, I was. She goes, you got sent home way too early.
Stop it.
And Katie's sitting there like this.
Stop.
And eventually has to go, he was actually on my season. And she goes, what was your name?
It happens
to you.
To Katie.
It happens so much. No matter who I'm with, if it's just me as an individual, people don't recognize me, which is great. They think I'm a lot taller in person, yeah. And so I just kind of sneak through.
Yeah.
The second I'm with John, they start to put the two together, and they're like, "Wait a minute! Thanks for giving us that."
Oh, that's so funny. My bird tattoos always give me away.
Mm, yeah.
You're like, wait, were you the Bachelorette with the bird tattoos? I'm like.
Yes.
Katie told me that you got those because Brendan had them on his chest.
That's so, totally why I got them.
He's just a liar.
Is it Brendan or Brandon? I don't know.
Brendan
from Canada from Katie season. When he was like, yo, we're both Canadian and have birds. And I was like, get out of here, you. You get out of here. Go get on paradise in Canada. I'm so excited to podcast with the two of you today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Oh my
gosh. Thank you for not doing any other podcasts until this one.
We were holding out for you.
Truthfully, I've declined a few. So
that makes me very happy. And I'm excited because I love you both. I realized as I was writing some questions down for you guys that you have the same initials as Jason and I. So we're both K and J.
Oh my God. Whoa.
And look.
And three years apart.
And look.
An age.
I have a J and a K tattooed on my foot.
Oh, wow.
So things are where they're supposed to be. Okay. We are all where we're supposed to be right now.
That's so sweet that you would get that for us.
Isn't it? Yeah. Just got it two nights ago for you and for us.
True sisterhood.
Yes, true sisterhood. It's still fresh. So, but yeah, it's a good sign, you know, K&J. We can get matching cutting boards with K&J engraved on them for our weddings.
Yes.
Speaking of weddings.
Weddings on the mind.
We're getting the tea today. I saw someone ask you about marriage on your Instagram story.
Yes.
Are you guys engaged? What's happening? So if not, has there been talk about being engaged?
Well, you heard it here first, guys. We are not engaged.
Oh, I thought you were gonna drop a bomb on me and be like, we are. And I was like, what?
No.
Okay. Wait. Okay. You proposed to me.
With a Taco Bell hot sauce packet. I don't know if that
counts. Cute.
Wait, you don't know if that counts.
Yeah.
I counted to him.
Yeah.
He thought you were engaged.
I am.
He was like sweet. I didn't have to get a ring. I got a gift.
Look, the last thing I need right now is any kind of engagement. I'm very, very content with where I'm at in my relationship with John.
Oh, and they just high-fived.
I like
that
you
was
had to
really
specify
cute.
With John.
With John.
with myself, with my cat.
Do you guys feel pressure to, like, because everyone who comes off of a show like The Bachelor, when you know, like, the end goal is to get engaged. Now, Katie, you did that. Would you say that people now pressure you to do it because you were just on the show? Or do you not feel that pressure?
I don't think there's pressure, but I definitely think people ask it a lot because they are so used to a very quick engagement.
Yeah.
So in their minds, they're like, so when are you guys getting engaged?
Yeah.
But in the normal world, when you aren't on a dating show, it's not normal to ask that after just a few months.
Right.
But I don't necessarily feel pressure at all.
That's good. Yeah. I felt the same way even when I was engaged from the show. I was like, I don't feel pressure. I'm just more like, holy crap, everyone is asking when the wedding is because we're engaged. But really, we're just getting to know each other right now. Wait, but you said on your caption, huge announcement to make in the coming days. It's going to be history. What is that?
I said history. Please tell me it says historic. Does it say history?
Does it say history?
Either way, the answer to that is Mike Fleiss has a lot of tweets that are very similar.
That always say historic.
Our friend Stefan would send us these things being like, I wonder if this is going to, you know?
Yeah.
And it just fizzles. Like, I don't think there's ever any resolution to it ever. And so many people were calling that photo shoot, which we were doing with friends, an engagement shoot. And so I figured it would be fun to tease.
It was like accidental clickbait.
It blew up.
Literally.
And I felt so – I still feel bad because people are commenting going, we've been waiting 11 days.
Oh,
like,
shit.
What is the news?
Media outlets have reached out.
I feel so bad.
To get the exclusive.
Look at you started.
And I shut them down so fast. I'm like, I'm so sorry, but there is nothing to be exclusive about.
Well, again.
I'm still new to this world, okay?
He's learning.
Yeah.
We're just messy together.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. That's why it works, except – you're actually messy.
Yeah.
He's clean, but you're messy together.
Everything. I'm just a disaster.
Since we didn't get to watch your love story on TV, I really want to give you both a chance to tell your story. So, like, dirty deets, all the deets, the floor is yours. Katie, why did you send him home so early? Tell us why.
So here's the thing. There are so many guys, and there's only so much time to support those men.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first night, I actually didn't get to talk to him until the very end, and he was with, like, three other guys. So it was very rushed the first night, which then meant those, like, jitters, I think, were still there for him.
Mm-hmm.
Because by the time we got to sit down and talk, which was the evening portion of the group date,
mm-hmm.
he was so robotic, and it felt like an interview. And he was, in my mind, a front runner on, you know, just from, like, first impressions.
You said, when he walked away, you're like, that is my type.
Yeah. He was very attractive.
Yeah.
He's very charming.
Yeah.
And I told my producers, I'm like, oh, I have my eyes on him.
Yeah.
Which is like a blessing and a curse because you have to make quick decisions.
Yes.
And so I put him so high up that as soon as I talked to him and he failed, that I was like, we can move him to the back of the line.
Isn't that the wildest, like, experiment that you're like, you have this, I don't know, 12-hour window to talk to 30 different men while doing your in-the-moment, like, little interviews on the side with producers, while doing, like, trying to remember everybody's name and do all this, that one little mistake or one thing, if it doesn't go well, you're like, bottom of the list.
The best part about that night was that every person that talked to Katie recognized how great of a person she is.
Yeah.
And they'd all come out of her time or their time with her and say, like, I'm in love with this girl. This girl is incredible. Like, I know why I'm here. And I walked out of that room after speaking to Katie, and I was like, I'm going home.
Oh,
100%. I walked out and was like, oh my God, guys. Everyone else's heart's in their eyes. And I'm just like, I'll see you guys back at home.
You're like, I blew it.
Oh, I blew it. Yeah, absolutely.
Why? What did you just didn't like? Were you just so nervous?
It was a combination of a lot of things, but it was definitely nerves. We just get sat. I know it looks kind of normal when you watch it on TV, when two people are talking to each other and holding hands.
Yeah.
But in reality, I've never had a serious conversation with someone and sat down next to them and like held their hands on this bench that's like 2 feet wide. It just it felt so unnatural to me.
Yes, it is.
And in the meantime, you know, she was telling me very personal things about her life. And I was just like, there are two cameramen.
Yeah.
2 feet away from me, like staring straight at me. I'm like, how do I process this heavy information that she's giving me and talk in front of cameras? And it was my first real experience with that. So,
I mean, that's so relatable, though, because it's almost more concerning when people can pretend the cameras aren't there on night one and hold your hand and put on an act. So that's, you know, you're not good TV. So that's why you went home.
Oh, God,
early.
No.
That's, I mean, truthfully, though, that's
which
what I
is
say.
Kind of attractive.
When people are, in that setting.
Well, that's the wrong setting for it. But I mean, hindsight now, looking back, you're like, I love that you didn't, you know, like, that's so relatable that you are uncomfortable with cameras watching you while, you're trying to listen and be a real human being.
People were like, John, we really hope you go to paradise. I'm like, oh my God, please, no. like, please. Yeah.
Well, good news for you. You don't have to.
I don't have to go to paradise.
What was the Instagram rumor about you guys being together during the show?
Oh, wow. I actually have no idea where that started.
Yeah.
As the winner, yeah.
Well, yeah, I don't know how it got started. And sometimes I feel like fake endings are given out to kind of throw off like those spoiler accounts, you know? Mm-hmm. And so for whatever reason, I have no idea where it started. John was rumored to be a top four, maybe even the final one. And so I loved that. I was like, I don't want my season spoiled. I'm going to play into that a little bit. I think he played into it a little bit. But I knew nothing about this man. And so there was a time where I went to Duke's in San Diego, a restaurant.
Yeah.
And I'm not like totally invested in John's life. And so I'm posting, I'm at Duke's and the caption's like something borrowed, something blue. And I'm with my friends.
Yeah.
So in the meantime, the internet is exploding and they're like,
because they were on my LinkedIn and they knew that I used to work. They thought that I still
used to work there. So I'm reading, oh my God, Katie spoiled her season. She's visiting John. And so I'm thinking like, was John there? And I didn't even say hi.
No, at the time you were thinking John who?
Well, honestly,
let's be real.
I like, looked up his picture. I'm like, oh, that's John.
Yeah, that guy.
That guy.
Google, week two, John.
Because everyone had masks on too. So there was even like a guy in the photo I posted that had a mask on that people were like, that's John. I'm like, what if that was John? Like, I wouldn't know because I didn't know the man. Sorry.
No, please.
I mean, fair enough. You didn't know him. That's,
yeah.
That's so, the rumor, I love that you played into it, but it was funny because now people probably hold that rumor against you that you were like, oh, you were hanging out with them or there's photos. So.
Oh, people take credit for our relationship and I love it.
I mean,
because, you do?
They should though.
Exactly.
Because
yeah,
what
I
ended
agree.
Up happening is, so that was a rumor and then obviously it shifted or he even maybe went home.
Yeah.
And so I remember I slid into his DMs and I was like, well, it was fun while it lasted. Like, we had never talked, but we both were equally playing into the social media, trolling the crowd.
Yeah.
And then somehow the rumor started for like maybe like another day or two. And then he sends a little a GIF from The Notebook that says, it's not over. It was never over. Which is funny. Like at the time, like whatever. But now it's like, whoa.
So wait, whoa. Is this like a Caitlyn Jason thing where you put him in the friend zone, but you had a crush on her the whole time?
No, absolutely not. I mean, truly, people ask me that all the time. They're like, so were you in love with her from the beginning? I'm like, we didn't get to know each other at all.
You didn't have that love at first sight feeling? Because I don't believe in that for the most part.
No, I mean, whatever we did have created a foundation for like an incredible friendship.
Yeah.
Because that is what happened.
Yeah.
And that's why once we started talking, it just became, it was like very natural that we knew that we were friends.
Yeah. He became really close friends with one of my best friends, Stefan.
Mm-hmm.
And then somehow, maybe like halfway through the season airing, we all were in like a group chat called Duke's Crew because that was the whole joke with Duke's. Mm-hmm. And it just, we built this very strong friendship, which helped build this foundation that we had no idea. We're completely blindsided in the fact that we would obviously now be sitting here dating.
Okay, so as you all know, I'm back home after Dancing with the Stars tour, and I really did have the most amazing time, but let me tell you, it wasn't a vacation. And I can't wait for traveling for fun again. Every time I travel, whether it's for work or just to get away, I am always using my away luggage. No matter where you're going, Away offers a range of suitcases and other travel products that make travel more seamless. Really, it is the perfect suitcase. All of Away's suitcases are built to last with durable exteriors that can withstand even the roughest travel situations. And one of my favorite things about my suitcase is that it comes with an interior organization system that includes a built-in compression pad to help you pack more in, a hidden removable laundry bag to separate out your dirty clothes, and it also comes with a TSA-approved combination lock to keep all your belongings safe, which really does ease my mind when I travel. There is a 100-day trial on everything Away makes, so you can take the product out on the road, live with it, travel with it, even get lost with it for 100 days. If you decide it's not for you, you can return any non-personalized item for a full refund during that period. So start your 100-day trial and shop the entire Away lineup of travel essentials, including their best-selling suitcases, at awaytravel.com/vine. That's awaytravel.com/vine. Okay, these days, I'm really all about the good vibes. I've been trying to keep things positive and light on a high vibration, if you know what I mean, especially now that I'm back home and have some more time to myself. So one of the best vibes, for example, laying in bed with two golden retrievers on top of me. Really, it might be the best vibe there is. And one thing that is also a big vibe these days is Vizzy Hard Seltzer, made with antioxidant vitamin C. As the first hard seltzer with antioxidant vitamin C and bold, delicious dual fruit flavors, Vizzy definitely passes the vibe check. Another reason that Vizzy is a good vibe, well, they just launched the nationwide Mimosa Hard Seltzer. That sounds good. Can't wait to try it. Vizzy has taken the classic OJ champagne duo to a new level by creating a hard seltzer inspired by one of our favorite cocktails. It's made with real OJ, and it's going to come in strawberry orange, pineapple orange, peach orange, and pomegranate orange. I've loved all the flavors I've tried from Vizzy so far, so I cannot wait for this mimosa. Sounds really good. Probably try that peach flavor one first. To find out where you can purchase Vizzy, go to VizzyHardSeltzer.com/vine, VizzyHardSeltzer.com/vine to get updates on their latest flavor drops and more. Sign up for their emails at VizzyHardSeltzer.com/subscribe. That's VizzyHardSeltzer.com/subscribe. Must be 21 years or older. Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
When did you guys start to fall in love? When was it you're like, wait, is this more than friends?
So here's the thing about that. That was a story we were very excited about, and our closest friends and family know exactly how that happened. And in that moment, it's what I compared to like love at first sight, because it was like, I literally have a necklace that looks like a lightning bolt, because that's how we describe like
cute.
The moment like that we looked at each other like, whoa, what is happening? However, the tea on that will not be spilled today. You know, unfortunately, there was so much.
Wait, that makes it sound so bad.
No, I'm just saying.
That makes it sound
what
so
tea?
Bad.
You're not going to spill the tea on my podcast? Come on, give me some headlines.
I mean, no. All I'm saying is there was such a negative energy when we ended up coming out as a couple, which was really unfortunate, that I felt like, okay, well, maybe this isn't the time that we share our love story.
Yeah. You're saying in that moment that you didn't want to announce it.
I think she's saying in this moment.
I'm saying the moment it happened, I probably wouldn't tell people. Because there's just still a lot of like speculation, yeah. which is annoying. And then it's like to the point where if we even told our truth, will people even like believe us at this point?
Yeah. It's interesting because I was just talking to Cassie about this with, you know, the whole Colton situation. Like, it's her story to tell. Mm-hmm. It's they know, you know that moment. And I know Blake got to go on like whatever podcast and be like, oh, maybe there was some cheating, or maybe he got to have this voice where you didn't get that voice. So I'm like, have your voice, woman.
I know. And I mean, and that's, I think that's where it kind of was disappointing, because Blake and I think he's gone on to say now on other podcasts, we both knew our relationship was not working out.
Yeah.
My relationship with Blake was a very separate situation with my relationship with John. There was not overlap. There was nothing but respect. It's just two different situations. Mm-hmm.
You know what I couldn't say though, I'm sorry, was that interview with Blake. I witnessed their whole relationship. I mean, as much as I could have as her friend, like as her best friend. And I watched how much effort she put into that relationship while it was falling apart. And what really pissed me off about that, like listening to that podcast, was when there started to be a narrative get painted that she was putting no effort in and Blake was the only one putting effort into it at the end.
Yeah.
And furthermore, that in that time where she was absent, that she was somehow emotionally cheating with me.
Mm.
And I'm sitting back and I tried not to say anything for a while. But when that narrative came to be, I was like, I can't stay silent about this, because I watched her like suffer at the end of that relationship as her friend before there was anything between us. And it just pissed me off.
Well, I love that, because one, that's so supportive of you. And to say that and to acknowledge that is really sweet, because I mean, I knew you too, and I knew the effort that you were putting in, but that a lot of people wouldn't be able to separate those two things as now her partner, like boyfriend. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people would be just more like, well, whatever, screw that guy and blah, blah, like, we're here now. But you're like, no, I watched her try really hard and suffer, and I'm not going to let her be taken down like that. I think that's really sweet.
I did, but I met Blake, and we hung out with Blake for, I mean, a solid, 12, 18 hours, something like that.
I introduced Blake to the people in my life, including John and Stefan, who were a huge part of my life, especially during this whole bachelorette journey.
Mm-hmm. And I did not have a negative opinion of Blake at all.
Yeah.
Like, we had fun together. We did an escape room and we hung out all day.
Yeah.
But that's why when that happened, I was disappointed at first. And then I realized, I was like, this is him capitalizing on this opportunity, which I understand. I get how it works. Like, seeing this world now for the past almost a year. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's crazy. But yeah, it just, when it was at the expense of my friend, it was frustrating.
I love when people start off as friends. I've said that even before I met Jason, because I thought of him as a friend first. But I have always said that about people, because you talk about a foundation, and I talk about this on the podcast a lot, that a foundation on The Bachelor is just so shit. It's so terrible. There's no trust. You're insecure. You don't even know each other. There's just like no solid foundation. So when you are friends first and you really like know each other to your core, and then you're like, wait, I actually have fallen in love with you because I know who you are. We've spent time together. We have a friendship. Is just such a, like, you know, better way to go about a relationship.
But it's also terrifying. It's also so scary.
Tell me why.
Because you have so much more to lose. Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're on the show, it's guys that you're meeting for the first time, and it's like, do I love this guy or is he going home? Mm-hmm. You know, when it's your best friend, it's, do I love this person and potentially risk the entire friendship that we've built? So,
You make that decision to risk that?
Very carefully.
Yeah.
Like, very, very carefully. I mean, I don't know. I feel like we didn't have an option by the time we made that decision. It was like, you can't go back.
Which is also, I think, why we came out as early as we did. Because once we explored our connection, we knew that there was something long term there. And we knew that we were going to have to kind of own that. Mm-hmm. And that was the thing. You know, people talk about like, oh, it was so quick. And like, that's fine. You can think your timelines. That's fine. The show is its own quickness. Yeah. You know,
talk about quick.
Exactly. Yeah. But we just kind of wanted to own exactly what we are. We didn't want to sneak around in public and have people take photos of us or come up with their own agenda or narrative. And I mean, there's people in Bachelor Nation right now who have their own like trying their best to have private relationships, and it just doesn't happen, you know?
It's so weird.
And so we just kind of
owned
it.
You, like, anywhere you go, it's so freaking weird.
And people
weird.
Figure it out. Mm-hmm. Like, the Bachelor Nation, they're no dummies. Like,
oh, yeah.
They are smart. They will figure things out, and they will investigate, and...
They thought, one of the rumors was that we were dating, this is while you were engaged, before we ever started talking, was, I don't remember who, like, someone online deduced that we were dating because... They realized that you were eating a vegan meal service that my sister had bought for my mother 2 years
prior.
Holy
shit.
That I knew nothing. I didn't even know what it was called.
Yeah.
But I had to look into it. And it was through, like, my mom's Facebook that I don't look at.
Yeah.
And I'm really hoping she doesn't listen to this podcast.
She will. Hi, Wenny.
But just, it was crazy. I was like, they must have looked through everything of mine. And everything related to me. Like, it's wild.
They have to hire Bachelor Nation to solve murders. Like, they would do it.
Honestly.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, actually,
if you want something solved, go to Bachelor fans. They will figure anything out. And it's, have you ever seen the documentary Don't F*** with Kat?
I was just thinking that.
Yeah, that's
Bachelor Nation and Kat people, they're like the same.
Yes, they are the same. Very, passionate people who will figure,
Don't F*** with cats.
Don't F*** with Bachelor Nation.
Facts.
We should make a documentary of that.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, I'm pitching that. Don't f*** with Bachelor Nation next on Netflix. I am running with that. If anyone takes my idea, I swear to God.
You mean next on Hulu?
Next on Hulu. Yes. ABC. Isn't ABC do Hulu?
Yeah.
That is 100% what is happening. Did you guys announce that you were through the 12 days of messy, right?
Oh, this is all you.
John's like, bye. I'm going to go to the restroom.
I have questions about 12 days of messy because, please. One, I liked it. I was like, how cool to do this, like, little, it was like art.
Look, I want to say something while I have the mic.
Please do. Please do.
First of all the guys' songs, with the exception of Blake and Thomas, were actually nice songs.
Yes.
And a lot of the guys were well aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the initial thought was that it was going to be a fun, playful thing. Mm-hmm. Even when Blake got his song, which is We Are Never Getting Back Together, I texted him. He's like, haha, yeah, I know what you're like. Like, everything was very fun.
Oh, great.
The Thomas one was a little more...
I knew you were...
That was for Blake, Thomas's
don't
was...
Stop. No, that was Thomas's.
It was Thomas.
I was thinking, I'm still on the We Are Never Getting Back Together.
Oh, okay.
I'm triggered apparently on 12 days. I'm still recovering because it was a hot mess. It was a lot messier than I honestly anticipated.
Yeah.
And I will say, so with Thomas's, it did not go the way I expected. It upset Thomas. It upset Becca. I did reach out to both of them the minute I realized that it was upsetting to them and understood where they're coming from and heard them out. And actually, because of that, was like, Maybe Greg doesn't get a song then.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll just remove any negativity going forward and not do any negative songs.
Yeah.
Are you saying that Greg would have gotten a negative song?
Yeah.
Everyone knows probably what Greg's song maybe hypothetically would have been.
Could I know? I don't know.
Well, if
there was a 13 days of messy, what would Greg's song have been?
I would have gotten a second song.
What?
That was your out right there.
Wait, I'm trying to think of a Taylor Swift song. I'm like,
I can't even.
You're gonna
say,
start making up song names now.
Yeah. It's like, F*** you, Greg. What?
No. Like, the whole Greg thing is such. It's so far removed, and you know, he's living his dream, whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, I learned a lot from that. I regret it. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And I've said that before, because of course I thought it was gonna be fun and light.
Yeah.
And for the most part, like I said, every guy, with the exception of Thomas and Blake, had a pretty actually nice song. A lot of the guys were well aware that they were coming up in this list.
Yeah.
It was just way messier than I ever would have wanted in my life.
12 days of extra messy whoops.
12 days of therapy. That's what I need. Times 100. I need help.
12.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
1,000.
Just, she's like,
sessions.
Help me.
Help someone. Help. Somebody support.
So we're like laughing, but I'm like, do you need help?
No, I'm fine now. But it all backfired.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was just a fun way to like incorporate the guys and just generate, I don't know, like playfulness. Again, if you look at the guys' songs, it was very fun. Like, it was like a shout out to like Connor and Andrew and just all these people, you know, and even teasing the like crush at that time that was him and I.
But... Yeah.
And for the record, someone asked you to do it. Like, it's, yeah. it wasn't her idea to start out with.
Well, someone, you were inspired by somebody.
Yeah. I should find that DM, message that person, and be like, how dare you inspire me with this idea that was going to ruin my holidays.
Ruin my holidays. You ruined Christmas.
Oh, my gosh.
I was just like, I appreciated it for what it was, because I'm like, it was clever. You put it to music. I thought, I was like, oh, that's cool. And then it introduced you to, and I was like, holy shit, what? This is crazy, man.
Taylor Swift had an album coming out. It was really all about her. And then,
shit happens. I could probably guess, but what do you think the hardest part about going public with your relationship was?
I mean, definitely the time.
Yeah.
The timeline is going to be the hardest.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we both, because again, we have our mutual best friend, Stefan. He was having a Christmas party in December. And so we'd even talked about like, well, we'll just like keep our distance. He's like, well, I want to at least slow dance with you.
Aww.
And then, you know, there's like alcohol. So it's like, don't even try and kiss me in public. And so we were already talking like how to not be known. But then it's also like,
why?
That.
Yeah.
I want to live our best life. I want to live in my happiness. I went through hell and back.
Good.
Being on, you know,
not
on TV.
Good that you, no, sorry, I know how that was for you, but I'm saying good that you decided that, because if you let outside world of people that you don't even know dictate your happiness and what you do in your personal life, you're in trouble.
Well, and that's where it gets a little like f***ed up, because whether it was like with Blake or with John, you are going, who do I owe anything to? You know, do I owe it to Bachelor Nation to try dating my fiance at the time for another year?
Right.
Do I owe it to myself to end it? Do I owe it to myself to be in my truest, happiest form? You know, like, it's all these things that you're weighing. And at the end of the day, I was like, no, life is too short. I have gone through so much. I just want to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's ultimately what we did. We just owned our connection, not knowing where it would take us to this day.
Yeah.
It's
a risky little game, I love that. I think, you know, like I just said, you cannot do things based on what people are going to think.
Yeah.
You have to do things because people are going to forget, you know?
Mm-hmm. Life is short.
Life is short. Really, people are going to forget, and you're whatever makes you happy in that moment. Who wants to hide something that makes you happy? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for what? People forget. Bachelor Nation specifically, they forget very fast, because something is always going to happen very quickly that's going to be crazier. So, like, it could be the next day with a headline, it could be the next week, but something in the next, you know, week is going to happen in Bachelor World that's going to take over everyone's minds.
Falling in love outside of the show is not that crazy. Look at Susie and Clayton.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I can sympathize with how that was when the cameras turned off and you had to enter your real world and figure out what works for you in your real reality.
Yes. Why do you think it was so hard for you during that season?
There was just so much happening. And of course, Greg is leaving and Michael's leaving, which for me, I still stand that Blake was going to be my final choice.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what's going to happen during a fantasy suite. You know, things could have changed for sure. Watching Clayton's season, I'm actually very thankful for one fantasy suite.
Mm-hmm.
But it's such a short time, and Blake came in even halfway. So already I have very limited time with Blake, you know? And so in those moments, it's very easy to feel and think one way and hope for the best and picture this future.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't take that away from what him and I had during the show. But we never got to test it out until August, which is when the finale happens. Otherwise, we're living in this long distance, secret, happy couple retreats, you know, really not testing out our relationship.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until that we entered into the real world. And he said this as well. We went to New York and San Diego. It was like 3 weeks together.
Mm-hmm.
And it just took that to be like, wait.
Sometimes it just takes a fucking 2-hour road trip to find out that it's not your person. You know what I mean?
Well, we were both equally unhappy.
Yeah.
And we just both knew, like, we had this idea, these expectations. And unfortunately, 6 months of being engaged, it wasn't there.
Yeah. Okay, I tried to be really honest about my journey with mental health. It definitely hasn't always been easy, but therapy has really helped me get through no matter what I'm dealing with in my life. And when it comes to therapy and psychiatry, getting the help you need has really never been so simple with Talkspace. When you're able to access your provider from the comfort of your device, it means therapy can be on your schedule. Not having to deal with wait times to get an appointment or the travel time to an office can free up time for the rest of your life. Talkspace is so convenient and so accessible, and here's how it works. Talkspace lets you send and receive unlimited messages with your dedicated therapist in the Talkspace platform 24/7. With Talkspace, you set goals with your therapist and they hold you accountable, make sure you're really progressing. And therapy can also help you shift your perspective, find tools to cope in difficult times, and just offer the support you need. One other amazing thing that Talkspace is just a fraction of the cost of your in-person therapy, and it is secure and private, so you can feel like you're in a safe space. As a listener of this podcast, you'll also get $100 off your first month with Talkspace. So to match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com. Make sure you use code VINE to get $100 off your first month and show your support for the show. That's VINE and Talkspace.com. Okay, I have to tell you about this reality show that truly sounds like a nightmare to participate in, but actually sounds really fun to watch. I'm glad I'm just the one watching, if I'm being honest. I'm talking about MTV's X on the Beach. If you're not familiar, the show is about singles who have a reputation for failing at love, but they're all headed to the beach to share a house together. Oh boy. But paradise turns into a nightmare when their exes wash ashore. Can you even imagine? Like, I cannot. I truly cannot. With some unfinished business and still a burning flame, these exes and singles will have to decide how much they'll let their past impact their future, faced with the opportunity to rekindle an old flame or put it out for good. And with new singles showing up, bringing the chaos, will they be able to finally succeed at love? This new season is mainly focused on the ex relationships, with new singles entering throughout the season. Now, in the past, the show was more focused on finding new love in the face of the exes, but this time we're just really getting all into the former flames. Sounds juicy. And there are people on the show from other favorite reality shows like Love Island, The Challenge, and Big Brother. So watch new episodes of X on the Beach on your TV screens Thursday and catch the premiere on Thursday, March 31st at 8, 7 Central, only on MTV. Follow along on social at X on the Beach, at MTV, and use the hashtag X on the Beach. All right, being back home right now means I'm back with one of my best friends, my Peloton bike. Seriously, I really did miss that bad boy so much. I mean, I had the app with me on the road, which definitely came in clutch, but it is nice to be reunited with my bike, reunited with all these Cody and Tune Day classes. And as always, Peloton has so much new to offer, new classes, new music, and just new ways to keep your workouts fun and motivating. I know when I work out, making it actually a fun experience is huge for me. Okay, so listen to some of the new things from Peloton that I'm looking forward to trying out. They've added boxing, so fun, and the classes will have you working up a sweat while working on the fundamentals from form, footwork, combos, everything fun to keep you on your toes. They have new artist series classes where you can work out to a single artist for an entire class. There are over 100 artist series to choose from, and just in general, they have new classes all the time for every day and every schedule, whether you're looking for a 30-minute strength class, a 15-minute total body, 10-minute arms, they really do have it all. Trust me, you're going to want to check it out. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. That's onepeloton.com. Okay, you know, I can't keep a secret. Depends what it is, but most of the time, no. Or a deal to myself, which is why I'm going to tell you the best place to find spring savings, Ross. Okay, you'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices, you're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. Trust me, you do not want to miss out on these deals on your favorite tops. And it's spring, so, you know, Ross has savings on sundresses. You can shop your spring style with brand names, sandals for less. And with these savings, you're going to want to get a handle on these handbags. Get outside this spring with savings on the outdoor tableware. And let's not forget about the guys, okay? There are plenty of great deals on men's shirts and more. Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross. You had a tough season too because we're stuck in this stupid little resort in Albuquerque. No offense to Albuquerque. I freaking love New Mexico. But it was, you know, this little resort where we're eating like chicken tenders every day. And there's bad energy there.
I think everybody, whether you were on the show or behind the cameras, was living
Everyone
in this.
Everyone was really having a tough go.
This little COVID bubble. It's a lot.
Yeah,
it was a lot.
When I watched the season, I saw someone say this is the best place to fall in love. So I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Every place they go on the best.
It's his dry sense of humor that really
think of a better place to really fall in love.
I love it. I love the dry sense of humor. Take us to the desert, John. That's amazing. No, it's tough regardless, but when you're just stuck in one place, and some people could argue that that would be like a more real, authentic way to find love is by not going to all these romantic destinations and just, but at the same time, like, it is hard no matter what in that situation. And when you are in this COVID bubble, and I always say this, being produced and everything that comes along with it. And I know you said you're like, I maybe spent 24 hours with Blake before you got engaged, even though at the end of it, that's the format. You get engaged. This is mm-hmm. who you thought your person was. It wasn't. And that's okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's okay. And especially now seeing it's so – I love a little, you know, comeback. John's the comeback kid. He made a return and it's – He's here for a good time and a long time, and I love it. And John, since you were sent home earlier than we all would have liked to see, Katie, I think, too, but maybe that's, for, you know, that's a blessing in disguise sometimes,
about it,
too.
It probably would not have worked had he stayed.
Yeah. I don't think it would have.
Yeah, see? Why?
I mean, cause I guess you didn't see me on camera, but if you had seen me on camera, you'd be like, this would never have worked.
I did see you on camera.
I literally told my producer, I go, I would have ate that man up in the real world. Like, I was so against John after I sent him home. I was like, there's no way.
Isn't it funny? But that's scary, too, because then you're like, how many bachelor bachelorettes maybe missed their person?
Oh, totally.
From sending them home and not even knowing.
I mean, look at, like, Ari and who he's with.
Right.
And Jason and Molly. Like,
right.
It happens. Even, like, Ashley and Jared. Like, yeah. They worked out after the fact, you know? So, I mean, it's hard for people to understand who haven't been in it. But the people who have gone through it, whether as a lead or a contestant, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, I feel that. So we didn't get to know John as well as we wanted to. So on Instagram, you seem very adventurous. So I see that you go skydiving. Katie, you went.
She's going tomorrow for her first AFF jump. Like,
what?
She's, totally yeah, jump. She's going to do.
You.
Yeah.
Wow.
She
Are you like
school.
So turned on by that?
I'm excited for her. I think she's going to love it.
Yeah.
I'm like practicing like the motions of like. All the forms and like, where's my emergency pole? And
cool. Did you like going when you first went?
Yeah. Like heights don't scare me. And so, it was just something we could do together. Cause John does like to skydive.
Yeah.
Like, sure. I'll
do you do it all the time? You're just solo out there. Just
hanging on the side of the plane.
Yeah.
As much as possible. I haven't been jumping as much recently,
but you do. It's something that you like really enjoyed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
He's had over 100 jumps.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Crazy, yeah. Man. I want to do that. So maybe I should go with you guys
should.
Because it is on my bucket list.
Claire
to go.
Almost actually met up with us to do a tandem jump.
Really?
Yeah. It'd just be like a big bachelorette party. Like,
yeah, let's
everybody.
Do it, man. Let's do it. And what is this van life we're working with here?
Oh, yeah. We bought a van.
Tell us about the van life.
It's not totally finished yet. We're still building it, but we're very, very close.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the plan is to just go places.
Just go.
Yeah.
Just go. You're like the Why new not? Dean and Kaylin.
Yeah.
You're like, let's freaking
We talked
go.
To them about it, actually. Kaylin, I saw her the other day. I was like, so when are we planning our next, like, camping trip? Our
Fun.
Road trip?
Yeah. I love it. I feel like being on a tour bus for the last 3 months made me realize I could totally live in a van.
Mm-hmm. But I'm sure you're ready to be done with the tour bus right now.
I'm going to miss it.
Really?
Yes, I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss the tour life and the bus life. Although, like, if I didn't have my two dogs and Jason, I'd be like, depressed. Like, I'd be like, keep me on the bus. Like, I had the best time.
Huh.
But because I get to go home to them, I'm like, that's obviously my number one. So,
see, that's my biggest excitement with the van is both the dog and the cat get to come with
us.
That's
amazing.
As we go up north on the coastline.
I mean, we've got Dexter in the house today looking chic as fuck in his sweater. Like, Dexter.
He's out right now.
He's so cute.
Oh, there he is. Oh.
He is so cute. Do you like get him designer sweaters or is it just like a...
They are custom because Italian greyhounds are very oddly shaped. They're like giraffes.
They're really weird. Yeah.
I love that. Is that what drew you to... What was your love for these dogs?
Well, initially he's hypoallergenic.
John's allergic to like everything.
Everything. Yeah, you almost didn't come on the podcast today because of allergies.
It's not allergies. I was in the water yesterday and something in the water messed with my sinuses.
AKA,
that's why I sound like this, by the way.
Allergies.
Okay. All right. I can go, guys.
He takes off his headphones. But do Tommy and Dexter get along? I have to know.
They do.
They do.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
They kind of just do their own thing. But
it's a lot, though, because like feeding them, they want to eat each other's food. So we have to kind of like do this balancing act twice a day of like, separating them.
So
and
Tommy is such a little fatty.
Wow,
he is
body shaming.
No, he'll like devour his food and immediately just go straight for Dexter's bowl.
That's my dogs too.
And we saw him in the food the other day, and he was doing that thing. I don't know if you've seen the video where the cat's just like scooping. It's like hungry, hungry hippos with kibble, and he was just like going at it as hard as he could.
He knew we were like seconds away from pulling him out.
This was Tommy.
This is Tommy.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But they do get along.
They do.
They coexist.
That's so cute. I love the idea of having a cat. Jason doesn't want another. Well, he does want another animal. He just doesn't think we can handle it. But I want a cat so bad. I want to see what the dog. I think Pino, my one dog, grew up with a cat because he acts like one sometimes. He'll like crawl on the back of the couch and like totally acts like a
cat. Okay, I recommend fostering.
Okay, I should foster a cat.
And then that way you and Jason can like test it out, test it with the dogs.
What a great idea.
And I will say 9 out of 10 times there's this thing called foster fail.
That will be me.
Because then you find out it actually works very well with your family.
But what if I foster a really mean cat that hates my dogs?
Well, then you foster in a short term and you can send it back.
But will it get a home? But then I'll be scared it won't find a home and then I'll just be
I think you foster it until it finds a home. So, I mean.
Okay. Wait, whose idea was the van?
Definitely John.
Okay.
And the thing is, we were like browsing very casually.
Yeah.
And then this van that just like was too good to say no to showed up. And we went and tested it out.
We had to, yeah.
Will you drive through Nashville, please?
We could do that.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes. I like go on the van for like a day and we could have like a day in the van?
You would love the van.
Yeah. I would.
It's so cool.
I can't wait to see what you guys do with the place.
We should have done this podcast.
Except gas is like $6 right now. Oh, yeah. So like the idea of road tripping, I'm like, let's hold off a little bit.
Yeah. Fair enough. Remember I was saying I saw that video on Barstool where it was like the guy filled up with gas in his
RV
and it was so like crazy. Over $1,000 to fill up with gas.
Crazy. Yeah.
Absolutely not. But that's so fun. Okay. Van life. Do you have a name for the van?
Yeah, absolutely. We do. Decided together that its name is Leroy.
We did not decide together.
Leroy the van. Why?
I refuse to call it Leroy.
Why? What would you name it?
Well, I don't know. I want to get to know the van. I want to like get the personality.
I get that.
I've spent like countless hours working on the van.
I get
that. And Leroy spoke to me.
He can have it. It's fine.
I think it's a ridiculous name for a van, but I love it.
But that's what makes it better.
Yeah.
Vans and like animals, you can name ridiculous things. Kids, not so much, but like a van, sure, name it Leroy.
Yeah. Nothing against anyone named Leroy.
No. But...
Oh, yeah. Sorry to the Leroys
There was a Leroy on Michelle's season. I loved him. He was.
Oh, is he the one with the deep voice?
Yeah, he had a deep voice and glasses, and he went home way too early, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, you're thinking of somebody else.
Who has the deepest voice on Michelle's season?
Oh, you're thinking the...
Jamari!
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Shout out Jamari.
He is really sweet. He was really nice.
He's a super sweet guy. Uh-huh. And yeah, he's...
He has like a radio voice. Yeah. Like a late night radio voice.
Yeah, so if we could turn my voice down to his level.
You've brought this up like 8 times now. Do you think you have a high-pitched voice or something?
Oh, I know I have a high-pitched voice. I actually don't mind my voice. I truly don't.
It sounds good.
I think you have a very voice.
He's never done a podcast. Yeah, he's very in his head.
I can hear myself.
How is it going
speak.
So far? This is your
it's
first
good.
Podcast. Do you like it?
It's good. It's fun.
You like
good.
Yeah.
I knew you would.
I thought you'd like it too. Name 3 things that you love about one another.
Ooh.
Outgoing.
Oh, we went back and forth.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, he's sorry. Okay. I mean,
sorry.
You go 3 first.
Yeah. Outgoing.
I think you have a desire to be adventurous, and I actually really
your
like
desire.
That.
Desire.
Well, no, because
you're a
I
little
feel like
scared to do it, but you have a desire
that's
to.
Exactly right. Yeah, I think
life
that you,
is weird right now, but eventually I'll get there.
Yeah,
get to the adventurous stage.
Yeah,
we have a van. You better get there. You have to.
Yeah,
I mean, you went skydiving. That's pretty adventurous.
That's
you're gonna live
I
in
feel
a van.
Like there are all of these things that she wants to do, and she's finally kind of stepping out of her comfort zone to do, which I love because like I thrive off of that.
Yeah. Yeah, you're very adventurous, and Katie's like me, and she loves couch.
Yeah, see, we talked about this. People don't realize the, like, state that you are in after you're done filming. I feel like you mentioned, it just takes some time to kind of get back to yourself.
Yeah.
And so lately, I've just been feeling, and when I say lately, I mean months, very, like, homebody, tired, just, like, I find peace and comfort, like, in the safety of my home.
Because you went through a whirlwind where people were telling you what to do, where to be, how to feel for so long that it is like a pure treat to just be on your own and make your own decisions and be like, actually, I'm doing nothing today.
Thank you.
And no one can tell me otherwise.
And I'm like, jump out of a plane. Let's go.
And she did. And she did for
And
you.
She will.
Okay, so she has the desire to be adventurous. She's outgoing.
And I think really caring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, John actually makes me want to be a better person, which I
wow,
like. He challenges me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it backfires and sometimes it's great. but I still want to be here, yeah. You know, and so that says a lot. I think he is very energetic, which mm-hmm. I hate being like, he keeps me young. But he does.
He does, yeah.
He really does.
That's cool.
Like, in the same way he's saying, you have the potential to be adventurous. He is adventurous. So yeah. He makes me want to go do more things. And I love what?
She describes me as a golden retriever.
I do.
She says she has to take me on walks.
That's
okay. Let's
tire him out.
Okay. He has, I say his.
Do you leave the radio on for him when you go to the grocery store?
Beethoven always.
Okay, we were in Mexico together and he needed to get out. So I was like, okay, let's go on a walk. And I'm in a dress.
Yeah.
He sees this like rocky mountain. He's like, I need to climb that. And I'm like, okay, let me take my flip-flops off. So we scale this rocky mountain. I'm in literally a little spring dress trying to, like, feed his need for, like,
oh, that's so nice
out.
That you try. Have you been like that since you were little?
I think so. My parents used to take me on hikes and stuff as a
kid.
Or walks if you're a golden
retriever.
Hey, take me out to pee on the grass.
If I was to pick a animal for my partner to be, I would pick a golden retriever, so.
Yeah.
I also want a golden retriever at some point in my life.
Do it.
Golden retrievers are the best.
They are.
They're just dogs. They're dogs. Like, yeah. No offense, Dexter.
Dad, great, he's looking at us.
You.
Oh,
Dexter
no, Dexter.
Can hear you.
He's awake.
Oh, my gosh. I am obsessed with Dexter, though. Like, look at this guy. He is so Emily and Perry. Oh.
Dexter, what do you have to say?
I wish he could speak on command.
I also wish he would just. Yeah, I just want to know what's going on in that tiny little brain. Like, he's just like, I'm cold, and that's it.
Yeah.
I'm cold.
I should say a third thing, though, really quick.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's like, oh, my God, three things?
Yeah, three.
I like his perspective on life.
He
reminds
me
of how life can be a glass half full and not half empty.
Because I'm a negative bitch.
I was like, I'm pretty pessimistic.
Yeah, me too.
He puts me in check, and I appreciate that.
I love that. I think it's good to be a little bit of both, because I like to call myself realistic, but it's really pessimistic.
Look, we've been through some shit, okay?
You had a perfect little two-week vacation on The Bachelor.
I had so much
you had
fun.
Such a great time. We got free drinks and food and had a little makeout, and he went home.
No, we never even kissed on the show.
Shut
didn't
up.
Even
never
get
even
that.
Kissed on the show.
Because you chose Aaron for the winner of the mud wrestling thing.
Yeah, how dare you?
I'm sorry.
That is
Aaron's just the ultimate mud king. I don't know.
I have to say, I was freaking out because I thought they were going to pit me against either Aaron or Andrew S. And I was like, I'm going to get laid out and just be face down in the mud, dead.
But were they on that date?
Yeah.
Oh, whoops. Yeah. I was there.
We were cold. Remember,
we were so cold.
We were like drinking and trying to stay warm.
You guys were cold?
Yeah, you had no shirt.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah. And we were in freezing cold water.
And that's I remember I tried to give Hunter like a blanket.
Yeah.
But because no one else had that offer, Hunter was like, I'm fine. But I knew, like, deep down, I was like, you know you want this blanket.
He's so cold. He was so cold.
I feel bad.
It was freezing.
It was so cold.
It looked cheap, chattering cold.
March in New Mexico is not ideal for mud wrestling.
No.
Just saying.
Naked mud wrestling. Yeah, no, that. I wouldn't recommend. Okay, we're going to do a quick name association game.
Oh, God.
John looks so scared.
Because you're still friends with people from your season.
Absolutely.
Actually, yeah.
You stay in touch with some of them. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to throw out a couple names and one word to describe them.
Ooh. Both of us?
Yep. Okay. Whatever comes to your head. Okay, ready?
Oh, God.
Justin.
Painter.
Paint.
Yeah.
Beat you to it.
Damn, that wasn't juicy. Okay. Michael A.
I love Michael.
Yeah.
Like, Michael and I bonded really, really early
on. We were with Michael in Mexico, actually.
Yeah.
From the limo, because we were limo buddies, we called him Papa Bear.
Papa Bear.
Because he's
so
old.
Okay, then that's what you...
No, because, I mean, he's just such a nice guy. He's like, feels like a fatherly figure.
Totally.
The first word that came to mind was kid, but then I hesitated. So, like, Michael's so much more than, like, being a dad and having a son. So I just kind of was like, ah.
Yeah. So we'll call him Papa Bear. Yeah.
Papa Bear.
Okay. I like that. Andrew S.
TikTok. That's what comes to mind for me. No, he actually has really great content. I will give him that.
Okay.
His stuff is very enjoyable.
Okay.
John's not on TikTok, so he's like...
I'm on TikTok.
But, like, you but hate like TikTok.
I'm on TikTok, but I'm like, no.
I don't know.
Oh, wow. I love a TikTok.
What's yours?
The first thing that came to mind was, just because we just talked about that, was dying at the hands of Andrew S. Like, such a sweet guy, but would have strangled me in the mud.
Yeah.
I do not remember him on the stage.
So we were easy.
Sorry.
Okay. No, he's Jack.
Yeah.
We were doing that sparring when we were like getting taught how to spar or whatever. And it was me and Andrew S. And we'd start grappling and he would just pick me up. And my legs would just be off the ground. I'd be like, there's nothing that I can do.
If Andrew wanted to kill John, he could.
Wow. That's powerful.
Scary.
Thanks.
Sorry. I mean, I shouldn't say it like that, but like, come on. He's like a football player.
He's, linebacker, right?
I mean, it's literally his career to be strong, so that makes sense.
That and good at TikTok.
Yeah. Okay, this one's only for Katie. John. I just made you do three. I'm like, just kidding, out of four.
This is Katie's response. Oh, God.
You would have said golden retriever, but I said
I was thinking surf. Like, when we're talking like quick words, surf. Yeah, okay. Surf is like his soul. Like,
really? You're a California boy.
When we talk about like where else we could live, because spoiler alert, we live together.
So John's you moved like, in together.
Like, what? Who said that?
Last month, actually.
Yeah.
Wait, into whose place?
My place.
Into your place. You guys live together.
Yeah. We do.
What have you learned the most about the other person's living habits?
I'm messy.
She is messy.
Really? Wow. 12 days of messy or like full life?
24/7
messy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is about my bathroom, but like I can never like close a drawer.
She leaves drawers open and cabinets open. I'm like, and when you can't close them because of something, I'm like, you gotta clean that up.
We have this thing called complete the task or one touch rule.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, I can't. I try.
She was like, I'm gonna start one touching things. Like, I'm gonna use it and then put it back to where it came from.
It's not going over well. Mm-hmm. Hey, when you're messy, you're messy.
Yeah. And then I've learned that he like really does not like staying home.
Yeah.
And so we've now learned that like he just needs to get out, whether with or without me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wake up with the sun and leave the house to go surf.
He'll go surfing a lot. And so that was why surf came to mind, is like when we talk about like where we could see ourselves living, it always has to be where there's surf.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. That's why the van will be cool, because it'll allow us to travel around and be nowhere permanently. But we can, you know, travel inland for a few days and check out really beautiful places that don't have the ocean.
Nashville.
But then come back.
Nashville. Yeah. See you there. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Wait, I'm so excited for you guys. Nashville. We'll have a great time. Okay. And then last but not least, it's confession time. Oh, God. Yeah, it is. I had one, too. I wonder if I wrote one down, because I thought of something the other day where I was like, oh, that's a good confession. And now I don't know if I wrote it down.
I know. I have one for John.
Okay.
What?
He.
No.
As a 28-year-old man.
Yeah.
Says, mummy and daddy.
No.
Okay.
And it drives me insane.
No.
Here's a confession. I'm a.
No, we're not glossing over that.
No. I'm a dual citizen.
Okay. I'm Canadian.
I'm Canadian as well.
Yes.
I've learned this about you.
And both of my parents, they're Canadian. My mom is from Hong Kong originally.
Yeah.
And mummy and daddy is like the British version.
Yes.
And,
he does say mummy, not mommy, but mummy.
Yeah, I grew up saying mummy, so people think that I'm insane when I say it.
Yeah, I do right now.
Yeah.
I told him I don't like it, and so we were just with his family not too long ago. They stayed with us for 2 days, and then he'd say it, and I look at him like, are you freaking serious right now? mummy. It's just some trumpet.
That is British. If you had an accent that went along with it, it would be more forgivable.
Where I get called out on is South. Mm-hmm. And house, people are like, oh, house, south,
yeah,
like every time.
And about?
Yeah, about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
I don't do the full thing, like a boo.
So he's Canadian, which I find just ironic. Also, people don't realize that Blake's first name is Jonathan.
Stop it. So you just have a thing for Jonathan's from Canada.
I just feel like it's this weird, like crossed lines in like destiny that like, I don't know, like I messed up or something. But I just find it really like just. I don't know. Fun fact.
Yeah, that is a fun fact. It was like supposed to be, the world set you up for you to pick the Jonathan from Canada and you made a mistake and picked the wrong one and then eventually came back and you went, okay, got it now.
John went to college for the Turtles. That's like the most generic way to say that.
For the Turtles.
For the Turtles.
I studied marine biology.
Oh, you did?
And my past experience is in conservation.
Cool.
So a lot of like turtles, sea turtles.
So when I like, I'm learning these things about them, I'm like, the irony.
The irony. That is really fascinating.
We were supposed to go to Costa Rica last month.
Yeah.
But the plans didn't work out.
Yeah.
And we're going to hopefully highlight a lot of the efforts down there, like the conservation efforts.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. gosh. I want to talk more. I'm like, I want give us more Jonathan. I like it. I like you two together. And you could tell that there is like this bond first before, like you seem comfortable with each other. Where yeah. It's like, yeah, it's nice. It's nice. I recognize it. I love it. I don't give a f- about timelines.
one day we'll tell that story. But for now, our closest friends and family know it. Yeah. And it's a really beautiful story. And we'll share it one day.
Yeah. That's sweet. Maybe from the van.
From the van.
Yeah.
You're going to have to join us for a podcast in the van.
Yeah.
In Leroy.
Perfect.
I don't like that name still.
Leroy.
I'm sure it'll grow onto me. I don't know.
No, I like it.
Perfect.
First of all, is your name Jonathan or just John?
Just John.
Oh, so when I said Jonathan, I thought about that and I was like...
People say everything. It's yeah, John, Jonathan, Johnny, Jay, like JJ.
What
everything.
Do you like to be called?
John.
Daddy? No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. That's too far.
He's like, no, my dad likes to be called
Daddy.
That,
yes!
I'm going to go now.
Okay. Like I said earlier, I want to give you guys a chance to show people your love for each other. So these are random questions for you two to answer, and I thought it would be kind of cute. So, okay, how often do you guys go on dates together?
Ooh, that depends. I feel like we've been really busy recently.
Yeah, I would say like a date would be like maybe once a week.
Once a week, yeah.
But we're
together
24/7.
Yeah, okay. We're together all the time.
Katie, what's John's favorite restaurant?
Ooh, is it Veganic Thai?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
That sounds yummy.
It's so good. It's
shout out Veganic Thai
in Hillcrest,
San Diego.
Yeah, on University.
I love a good Thai spot.
But like everything's vegan. Yeah. But it's also the best Thai I've ever had.
Yeah.
It's really, really good.
Okay. And yeah. John, what's Katie's favorite restaurant?
Before or after becoming vegetarian.
That's a good point. Would you know before vegetarian life?
Well, I think it's either the burger place in Seattle or...
Oh, Dick's?
Dick's.
Dick's would not be my favorite, but shout out to Dick's.
McDonald's.
Okay. Also, shout out to McDonald's. They did not pay for this, though. Sorry. Yeah. You can cut that.
I had... Yeah. I had that for lunch today.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No, it is very different once you're a vegetarian.
Totally.
Your favorites change.
Yeah. What is your favorite restaurant, then?
Right now?
Yeah.
I would say Veganic Thai as well. Okay. Which we discovered together.
Hell yeah.
So.
That's
yeah.
cool. Okay. Yeah. Love that. Katie, who's John's celebrity crush?
Emma Watson.
Or?
Oh,
it's so funny because we were talking about this last week and you said the right person. I was like, and Emma Watson.
Is it the brunette?
Yeah.
I forgot her name.
Ana de Armas.
Oh, I would not have said that. But we just watched a movie with her.
Yeah, she was just in the new Bond film.
Okay.
She was in Sergio. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I tell myself I look like her, so.
Well, there you go. That makes
me.
They do look kind of similar, but like that's a weird thing to say. Like, my celebrity crush is this person.
Do you know mine?
I mean, Robert Pattinson?
Yes.
Shut up.
And we just watched Batman.
We just watched a new Batman.
Was it good?
It was interesting. Oh. Yeah. I mean,
I feel like the bar was set really high for him.
For a role like that, it's the establishing
role, I think, for him. Yeah. And going forward, it'll be a great series. But
do you know that they filmed all of the Twilights in Vancouver and I used to serve him at a restaurant all the time?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, he would always order a quesadilla with tomato soup. And
that's such a weird combo.
Yeah.
Tomato soup like blood?
Yep, because he's a vampire. Wait, that took me a second. See?
Stupid jokes.
Dry humor.
No, I like that. I like that joke.
Did Katie ever tell you that she wrote to Robert Pattinson when she was younger as a fan mail, proper fan mail?
Snail mail.
Wait, you never told a confession.
Well, then here we go.
Wait, so am I supposed to tell a confession?
Do you have
of hers?
Sure, if you have one.
Wait, you just did.
We don't need to keep digging in the vault. That's pretty embarrassing that you wrote snail mail to Robert Pattinson. What did you say?
Here's the thing. I also wrote the letter trying to not be your typical fan.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, oh, you should get a dog because I'm sure if you're so lonely as an actor. Also, here's my phone number if you ever just need a friend. And keep in mind, I was like 17 years old, 18. No, that's still like young adult. That's bad.
Yeah.
But I mailed, like I got a freaking stamp and an envelope and put it in a mailbox.
I wonder if you ever got it.
I doubt it. But that was back when there was like an address you could use.
God, I hope you got it. Wow.
I really hope you got it.
Yeah.
And I hope somehow this comes full circle.
Oh,
and
I would die.
Yeah.
I'm like,
he's your celebrity crush.
I'm embarrassed now. But at the time, no shame.
Imagine he like kept it the whole time. Okay, what is John's nickname for you? Pet name, nickname, whatever.
He calls me baby a lot. Yeah. Nothing too
What
crazy.
Do you call? What does she call you?
Yeah, I guess baby. I mean, yeah, nothing super unique, yeah, right?
We don't have anything like ridiculous.
Yeah. No, that's Jason calls me Bunny Rabbits. I don't get it. Aww. It's so weird.
Cute.
He goes, "Hey, Bunny Rabbits," and I'm always like, "That's
like
so
multiple,
weird. Like... yeah, plural." I don't know. It's freaking weird, man. If John was a Disney character, who would he be?
Ooh, you give me Aladdin vibes.
That's what I say about Jason. He gives me Aladdin vibes. See? Yeah. Okay.
Because I'm always saying that I can show you the world.
There you go. Wait, that was quick. Okay, who would Katie be?
I don't really watch Disney movies. I did when I was younger, but I just don't.
No,
like...
he's like, I'm a huge Disney fan, and he could.
So you don't like cartoons?
I love cartoons. Oh, I mean, I grew up like Lion King. Yeah. I watched it at least once a week when I was younger.
Okay,
but so I'm Nala.
That's what Jason calls me.
Oh my god!
Wait, what does he not call you? We should start there.
But wait, the fact that you're Aladdin and you're Nala—that's what Jason. We literally had so many inside like things when we first met that Nala kept coming up.
What if Caitlin's like me in the future?
I mean, we were talking about this, yeah. Like the other night, it just felt it
well.
Weird.
Buckle up, sister, because it's a wild ride being Caitlin Bristow. I'm telling you what. Okay, last one. What is John's worst habit?
Worst habit?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a habit. I will say getting arguments with him is the worst thing.
Why?
We're both Capricorn, yeah, which means we're both stubborn.
Which means nothing.
This is what I just said to Cassie. She was like, I'm a Taurus, so I think I'm stubborn. I'm like, I think that's everybody's zodiac sign is stubborn.
Okay,
like,
fine. We'll take out the Capricorn part. We are just both stubborn,
yeah,
which makes our arguments very long and exhausting.
Yeah, I feel that.
Yeah, I like to dissect everything in an argument to make sure everything gets solved.
And I'm direct.
So that we can move past it, you know?
So I like to be like, I f***ed up, my bad, let's move forward. He wants to be like, well, but tell me how you f***ed up. And... okay, I'm not shitting on you. I'm just saying we just have different approaches and we're working on that.
Yeah. I mean, that could be a lifelong project because same. I wish I could be more like, let's drop it, let's move on. Okay, I'm sorry. I cannot. I have such a hard time apologizing because I truly don't think I'm wrong in those moments. I'm like, why would I apologize? I meant that and I stand by it.
Yeah.
And he's like, just apologize so we can. And I'm like, no, I won't. If I was sorry for it, I would say sorry, but I'm not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're engaged. So, you know, it all works out.
Yeah, exactly. We have overall pretty great relationship, but we're both the same way.
Yeah.
What's Katie's worst habit?
Worst habit. It's got to be cleanliness. Got to be cleanliness.
I'm working on it.
Hey, yeah. You know what? If this gives you hope, I was a fucking slob in my 20s. And now I'm like, love being clean.
Look, I never had roommates growing up. Yeah. And so I feel like that has a little bit to do with it because I get to just live the way I want to live. If I want to do the dishes tomorrow, I will. If I want to close this drawer tomorrow, I will.
Yeah. Well, is there anything that I didn't cover that you'd like to say or anything that I've missed?
That's our life, I guess.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited.
No, that's everything.
Yeah.
No, and this was John's first podcast.
Yeah, thank you for bringing me on here. This
was
fun.
Oh, my gosh.
So shout out, Caitlin, for hosting us.
Yeah, now you have to compare every podcast you do to this one, and I better be the best.
Or maybe I'll only come back for this podcast.
I'll make you sign a contract.
That's how I felt. I was like, you want me and John? Caitlin Bristow only.
Yes.
I will say, I've like very actively avoided going on podcasts. Well, I just...
not me personally, I'm not guilty of this, but part of podcasting is getting clickbait. So it's really tough because I find it hard to go on podcasts too because I'm like, well, you're obviously going to find the one question that is going to leave. And that's part of it, you know? But people just have to tune in for the whole story. Well, thank you both for coming on the pod and for chatting.
Thank you so much.
And thank you.
For making the drive to through the stupid
anything
traffic.
For you.
Well, I freaking love you guys. I'm Caitlin Bristow. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Okay, you know, I can't keep a secret. Depends what it is, but most of the time, no. Or a deal to myself, which is why I'm going to tell you the best place to find spring savings, Ross. Okay, you'll find huge deals on all the latest spring trends because when you find brand names for 20 to 60% off department store prices, you're definitely finding your next favorite outfit. Trust me, you do not want to miss out on these deals on your favorite tops. And it's spring, so, you know, Ross has savings on sundresses. And you can shop your spring style with brand names, sandals for less. And with these savings, you're going to want to get a handle on
on these handbags. Get outside this spring with savings on the outdoor tableware. And let's not forget about the guys, okay? There are plenty of great deals on men's shirts and more. Seriously, just visit your nearest Ross and see for yourself. Believe me, your wallet will thank you. So what are you waiting for? Say yes for less at Ross.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.